Central Engineering, calling the track foreman at Oshawa, Rich Richter.
Get this straightened up because I go through this every day of life. Hello?
Yeah, I hear you on here. I don't know whether I can do much about it or not. I'm just stuck in the side in here trying to get clear.
Well, you might want to, if you get into a meeting or something, you could suggest that. There's no reason these guys couldn't program this computer to do that. It's just that they haven't got around to do it, and there's no push to do it. So you have to put up with this crap, and so do I. I could have headshot there 2 hours ago.
Right. I'll mention it to my supervisor. That's about as close to a meeting as I ever get.
Until I get a hold of YB, we're out of business.
Okay, I gotta go back to Channel 2 and I'll wait for you.
I can't get you out there until I get YB.
Okay, I'll go back to Channel 2, CB.
Locomotive 528. Wayside power has failed.
This is locomotive 555. Battery voltage is critically low.
Attention, Waterbrook. This is locomotive 525. Engine coolant is dumping. Attention, Waterbrook. This is locomotive 525. Battery voltage is critically low. Waterbrook. This is locomotive 525. Water temperature has dropped to 65 degrees. Attention, Waterbrook, this is locomotive 525. Engine coolant is dumping. Attention, Waterbrook, this is locomotive 525. Battery voltage is critically low.
Try to move backwards with the unit real easy, see if it'll re-well. If not, we're going to leave the unit here. We're going to poke the two units and go up with the 5558 up to Alliston. We should be able to bring the 17 cars back that we have tonight with the one unit.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan. Let me know right away what's happening. Can I drop the light at the north end of Bolton so I can get 499 or 409 around it?
If you could put them through the siding because the switch is against them on the main here, and we're going to try to just creep backwards easy and see if this unit will come back up on. If it does, then we'll just have to do this metric move a different way, I guess.
Roger, okay, well, I'll drop the light. You're no way affecting the main line, though.
Oh, no, we're way in the back track here. We got another track beside us before the main line.
Roger, okay, thanks.
Who is this, Al? Is that you, Al? Okay, we'll do that move, Paul. Hey, you want some help down there?
On 7.
You on 5412 North calling.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that engine, both leading trucks and the trailing trucks are on the ground. We won't be able to re-rail it.
Both the leading and the trailing trucks are on the ground. I guess it didn't work, eh? Okay, spread the rail. I'll get a hold of some people first. The 5558's on the ground, eh?
Negative. 5557's on the ground. We'll be able to go to Alliston with the 5558.
5557's underground in the back track. Okay, thank you. I'll get back to you. Let 409 go in.
Yeah, RTC, just for your information, it is clear of the AFA lead, so it won't be interfering with AFA.
It is clear of the AFA lead, okay, thank you. It's 409 and 5412 back here at UCO.
Yeah, go ahead, Wayne.
Copy your clearance, Tony.
I'm ready whenever you are. I'm ready, Wayne.
He's lost my computer. Okay, here we go. This will be OCS clearance, item 1 clearance number.
Yeah.
428, the May 2nd, 1991. To the extra 5412 north, 5412. Item 3, proceed from the begin and end, CCC sign, Bolton. To signal, 895, 895 on a max gear cut.
Okay, thanks.